Welcome back to the Deep Dive. And first off, congratulations, you've just navigated Identity Crossing, really doing that courageous work of defining where you stand today.
Yeah, that was all about looking inward, taking stock, essential stuff.
Absolutely. Think of it like you've completed a really thorough self-audit, you know, pinpointing your strengths, your values, your true north right now.
Exactly. And now we shift gears a bit.
Right. Instead of just that inward look, it's time to, well, pull out the telescope, maybe. Start charting a path forward.
That's a great way to put it. And that brings us directly to the focus for participants in the Be Visionary Leadership Development Program today. We're diving into Task 4, Vision.
Task 4, Vision.
Wow, okay.
And this connects directly to that identity work you just finished.
It's the natural next step. You've reflected on who you are now, and vision is where you get to actively design and uncover the future version of yourself. It's about creation.
Okay, creation. So why is this vision task so fundamental for leaders? What's the thinking behind using imagination this way?
Well, the core idea here is that leadership isn't static, right?
It's
really vision in motion. This task isn't about just passively dreaming, like, oh, wouldn't it be nice if...
Right, not just daydreaming.
No, not at all. It's about discovering what you could call your superpower, the ability to intentionally create your own path rather than just, you know, following trails others have blazed.
A superpower. I like that. So you're using imagination as a tool.
Exactly. As a powerful, almost architectural tool. You're building a clear, tangible blueprint for your future self, the leader you aspire to become.
A blueprint, almost like a strategic plan, but for you. Why does having that specific, deliberately imagined vision actually matter so much day to day? For decisions, for growth?
Well, it matters hugely. Think of it this way. A really clear personal vision becomes your guiding star. It's like an internal compass for your decisions, big and small.
Okay, a guiding star. Makes sense.
And it's more than just motivation, though it's definitely motivating. It also acts as an unlocking force.
Unlocking force. How so?
By seeing that future self clearly, it often, almost automatically, reveals the specific skills and competencies you need to develop to get there. It highlights the gaps.
Ah, so it points you towards what you need to learn or strengthen.
Precisely. And maybe the deepest level is that it's a source of power. Connecting with that future vision, that future you, it fuels your conviction, your resilience when things get tough.
That idea of unlocking what you need, it really connects with that saying, doesn't it? If you can't see it, you can't build it.
That's the golden truth here. If you can't vividly picture yourself as that, you know, magnificent leader you aim to be, becoming that leader is incredibly difficult.
So this is the chance to really design that future self with boldness, but also with real tangible direction.
Exactly. Being proactive, not reactive.
Yeah.
So the big question is, how do you actually do this? How do you make the vision tangible?
All right, the practical steps.
It starts with getting into what we call vision mode.
Okay, vision mode. How do you recommend people get into that state?
It's about creating the right conditions. Find a quiet space, first off. Set the scene a little. Maybe light a candle. Put on some quiet instrumental music. Or just enjoy the silence.
Yeah,
definitely turn off notifications.
Setting the stage for focus.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Then close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and really visualize. Imagine it's the future, maybe a year, 5 years from now, whatever feels right. And you are that leader you aspire to be.
So living it now in your mind.
See it clearly. Feel what it feels like. Make it as real and vivid as possible in that moment.
Okay, so you've got this vivid image.
Yeah.
What's the next step to capture it so it doesn't just float away?
Good point. With that image really alive in your mind, the next key step is to basically interview your future self.
Interview your future self. Interesting. How does that work?
You'll capture the details, the essence, by answering a set of specific questions. Think about, how do you feel as this leader? What are your core qualities? What kind of work are you doing? What's your lifestyle like? Your environment? How do you interact with people? Make decisions? Solve problems?
Getting really granular.
Yeah, even things like, what do people genuinely say about you, about your leadership when you're not around? This helps turn that fuzzy image into concrete detail.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then I know technology plays a role here. The AI Copilot comes in.
It does. This is where you leverage the AI Copilot to help structure and deepen the vision. First, you'll use it for a high-level overview. You feed it your narrative, that interview, and ask it to help break down your vision into maybe 5-7 key categories.
Deborah is like...
Things like, you know, leadership impact, personal well-being, team development, strategic thinking, whatever emerges from your vision.
Got it. So it helps organize the big picture.
Right. Then you deep dive. For each of those categories you identified, you'll use the AI again. Ask it to generate a comprehensive list of the specific skills and competencies needed to actually achieve that part of your vision.
So moving from the what to the how.
Exactly. What capabilities does that future leader possess in each area? The AI is great at brainstorming a thorough list based on your input.
And the final AI step.
The final step is using the AI to build your skill and competency inventory. You basically compile all those generated skills from the deep dives, and the AI helps organize them into a clean two-column table.
A table with.
Column one lists the skill or competency, and column two provides a brief, just a one-sentence definition for clarity.
Okay, crystal clear. So putting it all together, the actual deliverable for this task for the Be Visionary participants is this vision inventory.
That's the one. It'll be a new tab in your existing LDP Google Sheet. Simple.
And what goes in that tab specifically?
You just create a new tab, title it Vision. In the first column, column A, you'll paste your heartfelt narrative, that day in the life of your future self you wrote based on the interview.
Your story.
Your story. Then in columns B and C, you paste that neat table. The AI helped you generate the skills and competencies list with the definitions.
Okay, so the narrative and the skills inventory side by side.
Precisely. It's your vision articulated and the capabilities required laid out clearly. A practical blueprint for your development journey.
This sounds like a really pivotal piece of work, moving from that deep reflection of identity crossing into active, powerful creation.
It truly is. The vision you build here isn't just some distant dream. It becomes a tangible, potent roadmap guiding you toward your most authentic leadership identity.
A roadmap you can start using immediately.
Absolutely. And maybe the final thought is this. Consider that this isn't just a blueprint for tomorrow. How can you start living elements of this vision, embodying those qualities, even in small ways, starting today? That's how you truly begin to own your future.